walk into this room at your own risk. Because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
That's right.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's go to Paleo in Florida. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. You heard Candy Crowley. I call her Aleister Crowley in drag. Say that Fast and Furious has nothing to do with crimes being committed with guns, and she said so. And she said that the president said that was a terror attack day one in Benghazi, and she said the sun didn't come up this morning, too. And, well, last time I checked, it's dark outside. She's right. So there you go. She's God. What's your comment or question today, sir?
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just want to let you know you're doing a wonderful thing with exposing Illuminati and how Obama wants to take care of the guns and all that. But the void about everything is I need you to go back to your roots, Alex, where you went onto how we'd won the West. And that to me, I liked who you were then, because you were telling me the truth then. And
well, that's not my roots. I mean, I think I was in Kevin's film like, three or four years ago, exposing the fact that marijuana should be decriminalized. I talked about that yesterday, actually, at some length. It was Monday. So, I cover it all. Just because you tune in and don't hear me covering something at one time doesn't mean that, I don't cover it.
No, Alex, I always listen to you. And I love your work when you expose Illuminati and all you bring in is health ranger and all that. But then you have other people that are trying to give you nutrients that aren't really nutrients. They're giving you powder forms. And we all know what real food is. You can't preserve it. You can't put in plastic. You can't. That's just what it is. You can't put it in a freezer, in a fridge, and expect it to still be alive. That's just the truth about everything, Alex. That's why I need you to be talking about these people instead of about the Illuminati and the gold, because they're never going to understand that, because they can't even understand their own feet. They can't. It just, they're so
systematic. Well, we're trying the best we can. I hear you, though. Lance in Utah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I guess I could label myself an InfoWar Mormon, and I wanted to give you a little bit of insight I have on Mitt Romney, because I'm close to, really close to that family in a sense that I'm one person away from him. But I think it will help people to clarify who Romney is a little bit more within this construct. And I just want to mention that I'm a full-on Paul supporter, but I noticed that the elite do not like Mitt Romney. They didn't like him in the first time he ran. They consider him a lesser of two goods, if you will, and that's why they always put other people in front of him throughout the whole debates. Because at Romney's core, and I can really attest to this, and it's the same opinion I think Joel Skousen has. Yes, he's deceived. I mean, he's been in the corporate world. He's been wrapped up in making money his whole life. And he's just now. But, I mean, it is a tenet of his religious faith that the Constitution is a divine document. It's actually, I think, we're the only religion that I am aware of that actually believe that it really truly is it's canonized in our scriptures as a divine document. And so Mitt Romney, I consider him to be like I was about 10 years ago before I woke up to all this crap. And so I've seen him. Yes, he flip-flops, but I flip-flopped as I've woken up. But I see him as at his core, a very good man. I mean, instead of secretly worshiping Lucifer in his private time, he secretly worships Christ. And I truly believe that is the case.
Well, we're out of time for this segment. We'll have to cover it more on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock in the 48-hour transmission tomorrow. There's the moderator. We found a picture of her. Two different photos of her. Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. We are going to have post-debate coverage here in detail. The Washington Times correspondent to the White House, Joseph Curl, will be joining us. He was at the debate last night to give us his take on what he saw. I'll be getting into the really big news as well today. Israel threatens Syrian intervention over chemical weapons, so they're back pushing that. U.S. troops via NATO are massing all around the country, and of course for at least 4 months have been on the ground in the nine-month conflict, aiding the jihadis that they're bringing in. The New York Times yesterday reported what we've been telling you for many, many months, that the main force is al-Qaeda and that they're getting arms. But they report it like, oh, we may have to do something about this, so that later they can then call for airstrikes on al-Qaeda after al-Qaeda's taken over the country. It's unbelievable. Just like they're now getting strikes ready with drones and special forces against al-Qaeda in Libya. The groups, over a year ago, I said they were putting in. They confirmed they used en masse the main force out of Benghazi in the east into the rest of Libya. And now they're saying they're going to have a new invasion all over Africa, from North Africa to Central Africa, to stop al-Qaeda that the West put in. I mean, that is amazing that they think the public is that dumb they can get away with that. And you know what? A lot of the public is that ignorant. Not so much dumb, but ignorant. Willfully ignorant. They just say, hey, there's a war, there's some bad guys over there. And we're like, yeah, but those bad guys work for the globalists, and they're taking our liberties in the name of fighting those bad guys, but then they're baiting and switching and using the whole police state on the American people and saying returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, that we're the main terror threat. And I told you that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're telling the cops, yeah, no, it's the veterans, it's the libertarians, it's people that don't like the New World Order. It's not that the New World Order doesn't exist now, it's that we're bad because we don't like it. So this is an authoritarian takeover. It is that simple. And we're going to be going over that as well. Huge economic news, huge no-fly list news. Preppers now being put on no-fly list. Got an article up at Infowars.com. London Independent has a very interesting article that I pretty much agree with in my basic historical analysis. Meet Mansa Musa of the African Empire, that in adjusted dollars would be the richest man in the world history, the richest king, richest person. And who's up number two? The Rothschilds. Oh, with $350 billion. The Rockefellers with $340 billion. And the list just goes on and on. Of course, their wealth is actually much greater than that. I'm going to be breaking some of that down for you coming up today. The Rothschilds don't like this stuff being known. They sued a British newspaper, the Daily Mail, a few years ago. The Daily Mail was saying that they were this giant kingpin organization and that had controlled all these Russian oligarchs and others and British politicians as their fronts and had front companies. And they sued them, and the judge got mad and said, well, they've proven the case here in court, and basically threw out the Rothschild suit with prejudice and said that, hey, you lied to the court. I recently was sued, and the suit was thrown out with prejudice. I could sue them and then get big damages back when they do throw it out with prejudice, but I'm not doing that this time just because people that are in that type of, you know, terrible situation, for whatever reason, have already basically done everything to themselves, you know. It's just bizarre, the things that go on out there. But Rothschild suit thrown out with prejudice. Thrown out with prejudice. Because they really are. Now that was the headline that came out after they won the suit, was, you know, won by having it thrown out with prejudice was, one, the rebut of the suit was they really are, you know, kingmakers, puppet masters. Puppet masters was the headline. So there you go. We're going to be breaking some of that down today here. Okay, top stories. Let me just get to it right now. Yes, the debates are dog and pony show. Yes, big mega banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, you can go look at their contributors. The same groups are basically behind both men. But you've got different camps within those. You've got the George Soros, totally wants to ban guns, totally wants world government, wants the dollar to die, all on record, wants to shut down free speech in this country, super authoritarian strain. You know, funds and runs Think Progress, Media Matters, White House transition chief, you know, runs Media Matters. Memos came out 2 years ago. They want to destroy alternative media. Anything that can resist them. And they see, you know, the Drudge Report, things like that, Infowars.com, as the enemy. That's why they attack us incessantly. And it's very creepy. And it's like Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, WorldNetDaily.com, said a few months ago here on the show. He said, look, I didn't vote for John McCain, and I said don't vote for him. They're all controlled. But he said, now we know Obama's moving so quick. He said, I'm going to support Mitt Romney. We know he's a globalist, but he doesn't have the history of going after people's free speech. And Joe Farah, from his connections, and he's in D.C., he's right outside there in Chantilly, been to their facilities, that we're going to be arrested or killed. And you've got the re-education camp documents, now 4 months old, that only foreign media picked up on. The Army has it on their own website. They use the term re-education camp. I mean, that is so sensational. Where is the New York Times? Where is the Washington Post? Re-education camps run by the Army. I showed you Army manuals yesterday here on air that say working with local police, taking over. Now they've got checkpoints on highways popping up with TSA and regular Army, regular Marines with heavy machine guns in the backs of Humvees aiming at cars. I mean, nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. All to do with us. what is government planning? And the word is that if Obama gets back in, there's going to be basically a big false flag, maybe even before, and that they plan to go after their opposition. That has always been the plan. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, you've got this whole backdrop happening. And I have attacked Mitt Romney. I'm not going to go and vote. Plus, there's no real voting in Travis County where I live. It's been proven certified a fraud many times. I've gone to the county commissioners. They had the state board back in 98 admit it was fraud, but said it can just go forward. So there's no voting here anyways where I live. That's why we're under such UN tyranny. That's why we're the UN model city of how to take over government internationally, because Congress won't sell us out completely. They've just come in and taken over. I mean, it's just unbelievable the corporate looting they have here, raising property taxes to give the money to the University of Texas, to give it to Formula One racetracks, to give it to sport. I mean, it's just unbelievable what I live under. But continuing here, we're sitting here watching all this tyranny unfold. And the question is, do you just want to let Obama drive it into high gear? Or do you want Mitt Romney to kind of slow it down a little bit, but you still keep rolling forward and everybody goes to sleep and then the tyranny solidifies? Or do you have Obama get back in and have it get really bad and hope people finally wake up out of their coma? I don't know, okay? I just know at an animal level, at an instinctive level, watching that rigged debate last night and watching Crowley, Aleister Crowley up there, the moderator or whatever her name is, whatever its name is, Candy Crowley, sit there and interrupt over and over again and lie and twist and dissemble. It was like watching two people in a boxing ring fighting another person. Even if you don't like the guy, they're fighting. If there's two boxers attacking another boxer, you automatically are for the underdog. I mean, it's rigged. It's disgusting. And if America doesn't realize that was a rigged debate and Romney still barely won, I don't know what to say. I mean, again, it's not so much whether I'm for Obama or Romney. It's that the spectacle of how rigged the game is and how rigged the system is, and that the CNN-run debate was absolutely pro-Obama all the way, and there wasn't even the attempt to act like it wasn't completely partisanly skewed to the Democrats. You start asking, well, I mean, am I wrong to not be supporting Romney if the power structure doesn't want him in? Those are questions there. Like I said, I don't have voting. I live in Travis County. We don't have voting here. It's been proven. I'm run by the UN. I mean, I moved out of Travis County. It's a great county, wonderful place. I'm not knocking Austin, Texas. It's my favorite city in Texas. It's just that I have moved outside of it to at least have lower property taxes. They take property taxes here and also make you pay for abortions. It's part of the hospital district, only county in Texas that does that. So I've moved out of Austin. But still I come into it. And it's weird to drive into a UN occupied city. The UN brags that it's under UN control. We've done news reports and says that Austin is a UN city and that we're under UN control. I mean, I live in an occupied city by the UN itself. Not just occupied America under the globalist and under the federal government itself sold out to the New World Order. I live in an actual occupied city. I'm always digressing because there's no teleprompters, there's no talking points. I've got just news stacked to the rafters coming up in the next segment. I'll start getting into it. Then Washington Times reporter, senior reporter, Joseph Curl, that was there, he's going to be on. He's got his headline story I just tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. Crowley skews hard for Obama in disastrous presidential debate. And it was disastrous. I mean, it was Forbes is calling it sickening because there was so much interrupting and so much cheating by Obama and Crowley. And then they just basically threw themselves on him, trying to push him up against the ropes. I mean, it was a terrible boxing match, but they're the ones that did it. And we've got horrible, comments by Obama saying, yeah, he's coming after our guns. That's official. Wants to ban all semi-autos. And he wants to, outside of law, just ban people. Government says you're mentally ill. No judge, no jury, no. They just say it. You're on a list. You don't get guns. Like a no-fly list, a no-gun-buy list. And then you've got the lesser of two evils there. Cheerleading gun bans, Romney. Totally disgusting. And then you've got all the death threats I haven't gotten to yet. That's top story over at drudgereport.com. Also at Infowars.com. New death threats. And now the media is starting to pick it up.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1751.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1794.69, $897.35 for a half ounce, or $448.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1794.69, $897.35, and $448.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Washington Times correspondent at the debates last night. He'll be joining us to give us his take on it. And then we're going to get into the second hour, and I'll play. I don't want to just play clips. I'm going to play like 5, 6, 7, 8 minute chunks. We've got a couple chunks here where you can hear the whole assault weapons ban, restrict the Second Amendment, back and forth from both of them. And it tells you where the attempt to restrict the Second Amendment is going, and it's spot on from our analysis. So this is good intel. And then we've got, obviously, the big story. Crowley totally trying to throw the debate to Obama, and I think it's going to backfire on him if people have any brain cells left. We're starting to see that. Obama, like a little kid, or like a collectivist, says, isn't that true, Candy? And I noticed he kept waiting and going, go ahead, Governor, go ahead and say more, while he was trying to set him up. Because I knew back when he said in the Rose Garden, the day after the ambassador was killed, and the media made a huge, you know, deal out of it, and both sides try to politically capitalize on it. I remember him just saying, we will not be deterred, you know, we will not be scared by terror, in a long, rambling statement. But he had all his surrogates out on TV, and for 2 weeks, it was a big national story, you know, you heard it, saying that, no, it was not a terror attack, it was not organized, it was a protest that got out of hand. And now Hillary's had to apologize, and they're saying it's Al-Qaeda. You know, I point out, well, why'd you put Al-Qaeda in there to begin with? Why is that not being looked at? But the point is, Crowley said, no, no, Obama's right. Knowing that most people watching don't read newspapers, 23% now read newspapers, and that they just now believe that, ooh, Romney's an idiot. Romney got schooled. All because they're playing semantical games. And there are literally hundreds of articles. If you just type in, Obama says attack was terror, Mitt Romney says Obama didn't call Libya a terror attack. Get smacked down. That's the George Soros Huffington Post. Well, now AOL has moved on up the chain. And it just goes on and on with headlines and articles saying, fact check, CNN, yep, Crowley was right and Obama was right. Next, they're going to tell you the moon's made of cheese. They can only get away with this because they've got a population that doesn't know anything. Anything. I mean, it was 2 weeks. I'm a radio talk show host. I do a nightly news show. I live news. And I got sick of the debate for 2 weeks, them saying, oh, this wasn't coordinated. This wasn't this. This wasn't that. On and on. I know talk radio listeners. You know, this has been all that's been talked about pretty much in the last month. And for 2 weeks of it, they kept denying and saying it wasn't organized. Of course it was organized with big anti-tank guns and anti-aircraft guns and hundreds of guys and a huge, pitch battle, Alamo-style deal. But they somehow are now spinning it that, oh, yeah, it was. This is the rewriting of history we're witnessing right now. It's amazing how this is done. So they're rigging this just like they rigged the debate. And again, I'm not here saying I love Mitt Romney. It's just to watch them gang up. She interrupted him. I've got the numbers here. What is it? 28 times. And she only interrupted Obama 9. I watched the debate. Those weren't really interruptions. That was shutting him down. In fact, Breitbart says it's 28 times. It was more than that. I mean, it was like a lawyer interrupting somebody on the witness stand to where they can't even talk. Just objecting, 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 and interrupting and confusing and dissembling and trying to get Romney off balance. I don't think it really worked overall, but it did cloud things. What's a squid do when it's scared? It squirts out ink. And it just tried to cloud everything and then lie to people. Here is the U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice to the U.N., one of literally hundreds of clips of their minions, saying that it was not a coordinated terror attack. Here it is.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
It's Kerry.
Yeah, hold on just a moment.
He says that this is something that's been in the planning stages for months. I understand you have been saying that you think it was spontaneous. Are we not on the same page here?
Well, Bob, let me tell you what we understand to be the assessment at present. First of all, very importantly, as you discussed with the president, there is an investigation that the United States government will launch, led by the FBI, that has begun.
But they're not there.
They're not on the ground yet, but they have already begun looking at all sorts of evidence of various sorts already available to them and to us, and they will get on the ground and continue the investigation. So we'll want to see the results of that investigation to draw any definitive conclusions. But based on the best information we have to date, what our assessment is as of the present is, in fact, what it began spontaneously in Benghazi as a reaction to what had transpired some hours earlier in Cairo.
Okay.
Where, of course, as you know...
And she says it over and over again, not a terror attack, not a terror attack. But now they always said it was a terror attack, and you just need to go back to sleep and drink your fluoride.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Worldwide, thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, going out on XM 166 and also InfoWars.com. Audio streams, as well as over 130 AM and FM affiliates, all of them absolutely precious because we are reaching millions and millions of new people every single week. Okay, so we've been breaking down the debate. And we've got Obama saying, yes, he wants to ban semi-automatics, period. He wants an assault weapons ban, and that he wants to be able to just say people are mentally ill. No judge, no jury, just put you on a no-gun-buy list that his former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, said was one of their main goals 4 years ago in the campaign. So he is anti-gun. He wants your guns. He says, you have a right to a Second Amendment. That right is to turn your guns into the government. We're going to be getting into that in the next hour and playing large clips of the debate. and breaking down Susan Rice, the ambassador to the UN, the U.S. ambassador to the UN, saying it was not terror. That was said by hundreds of surrogates. It was said all over the place until they got into Congress. And then Congress, people didn't want to lie under testimony from the State Department, so they said, yes, it was a coordinated, organized attack. Yeah, with anti-tank guns, anti-aircraft guns, hundreds of people. But Obama, in his Rose Garden speech, just said America will stand up, you know, to terror. But he didn't call this terror. It was in a rambling speech about terror and about what happened there at the consulate. But saying that that didn't appear to be coordinated. And Candy Crowley of CNN clearly tried to throw the entire thing to Obama. I mean, I was watching it. She interrupted 28 times to the 9 times that she interrupted Obama. Obama was constantly interrupting, constantly lying. It looked like two boxers against one boxer in some type of rigged fight. And I think it's starting to backfire on them. But none of the Huffington Post has their way in others. They're saying, quote, Romney got smacked down saying that Obama never said that it wasn't terror. For 2 weeks on record, it was a big national controversy. They said that it was not an act of terror. Now they're saying they never said that. And that it was terror all along. Just amazing how dumb they think we are. And to break this down in other anomalies, he's got a great article out today at the Washington Times. I tweeted it out at the Real Alex Jones tweet. And I think it's also linked up at drudgereport.com. But WashingtonTimes.com has the excellent article by Joseph Curl. Crowley skews hard for Obama in disastrous presidential debate. And he goes over it. And he was at the debate last night. Joe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I know you're a busy guy there. Break down what you thought overall and other facets I haven't gotten into and where you think this is going with this debate being so rigged.
Well, I thought, you know, one of the things that there's all the things that you talked about, the 28 interruptions to 9 for Romney, the way she kind of, you know, spoke over Romney when he was trying to get, you know, even just playing his real time. But I thought what the extraordinary thing was of last night was that it was questions from supposedly undecided people. Now, how you find, you know, any one undecided people this late into the process, I don't know, but you're also finding him in Hempstead, New York. So I imagine, you know, 90% of these people voted for Obama last time and are telling the pollster Dallas, hey, I'm undecided. But, you know, New York is 90% Democrat anyway. But then the extraordinary thing was Candy Crowley had the right to pick her own questions. She would choose these people wrote their questions on a card, gave them to Candy Crowley, and then she decided what the topics were. And that's an extraordinary power that she had last night. I mean, she picked topics that were clearly, Breitbart has a story on today saying, you know, they skewed 2-1 in favor of Obama. But there were questions about outsourcing, which is basically just, you know, a hanging curveball for Obama to get into Bain Capital. She had a question about women's rights. And you know, that opened up for Obama the Lilly Ledbetter thing. The quality of pay, you know, insurance things for contraception. She asked about immigration. That really sort of favors Obama in that, you know, Romney's plan is more unpopular and harder to get through. The other thing that was incredible was she asked about Libya. And you would think, you know, right away I thought, well, you know, maybe we could consider that. It was Romney's favorite question. But I thought the real point is one.
Joe, hold on one moment till you get to a better spot. I know you're out there driving, and we're there covering it, and you're bringing up some really good points. I'm waiting till you get to a better cell area, or we may reconnect with you. But yeah, I mean, there's so many facets to this. Watching it, you could tell the questions were skewed. She was interrupting, and then of course the big finale. Obama, isn't that right, Candy? Yeah, you're right. He's wrong. This appeal to authority, knowing it was all pure bull. I mean, it was. I've never seen a debate this rigged. Obama got more time. What, 9% more time? I mean,
right.
I mean, why not? Why not put a gag in Mitt Romney's mouth?
That last part that you mentioned was extraordinary. It was Romney asking Obama a question. You didn't call it terror in that first speech you gave, did you? And Obama said, well, please proceed, Governor. And then he said, no, seriously, did you or did you not? And Obama said, check the transcript. And suddenly, Candy Crowley jumps in and says, no, no, it's in the transcript. She did call it terror. It turned out that was completely false. But what's amazing is she just told it to 60 million people. And the fact check today will be read by a couple of million people. So last night, everyone who turned off that TV at 10:30 went, oh, well, you know, Romney's making some scurrilous accusation that he never called it terror. They spent 10 days not calling it terror, and as you pointed out, only call it terror once they got to the State Department, and if they don't call it terror at that point, then they're really in the process of moving toward perjury and lying to Congress, which is, and remember how they changed their entire story. They gave us one whole story right before the State Department went down to testify. They gave it a complete, they called reporters out, you know, at night, 9 o'clock at night, to tell a completely different story because they were about to go and tell Congress that.
Well, sometimes, Joe, we're talking to Joe Curl of the Washington Times, WashingtonTimes.com. He's one of their senior reporters there and, of course, is their correspondent at the White House. This is amazing, though, because, I mean, how dumb do they think the public is? Some days they were changing their story. I remember they changed it 3 times in one day. Even mainstream dinosaur media admitted they were flip-flopping and were caught in a big scandal. And now they're trying to rewrite history with this fraud. I mean, this is a fraud saying that they always said it was terror when we've got all their surrogates on television arguing, saying, no, it was not terror. It was not terror. It was a protest that got out of hand with anti-aircraft guns.
That's right. And then, you know, I'm sure your listeners have read that. If they haven't, they need to read that riveting account that the State Department gave out the night before the congressional testimony, because they told a completely different story. They told a story of heavily armed men, tons of them, pouring over that 9-foot fence with 3 feet of barbed wire, streaming into that compound. Nothing at all like the first story they told, which was, oh, it was a raucous protest of this film that was, you know, on YouTube, posted in June that no one's ever seen, and then suddenly it turned violent after what was happening in Egypt. It was an absurd story, and they had to take it back. But even more than that, you know, Jake Carney was day after day in the White House briefing room asked, well, is it a terrorist attack? And wouldn't say it until the State Department guy testified, said, well, of course it was an act of terror. Then Jake Carney asked again at the briefing room, said, well, of course it was an act of terror. It was, of course, an act of terror, and everybody knew it within hours, even the White House. And there are reports now that they were hearing things within 24 hours that this was an act of terror. Even more amazing is we still don't know, and the State Department has never told us what happened to the ambassador. Apparently, they didn't even know where he was. When he got to the hospital, they only found out when doctors took his cell phone and started calling recently called numbers, and then they went, oh, you know what, we got the U.S. ambassador here. Nobody knows how he got there. We've got that crazy picture of Olivia dragging him, who's holding a cell phone in his mouth. We don't know if he's helping him or if they're dragging his body through the streets, as we heard early on. We don't know the rest of that story, and apparently this seems to be the way Hillary Clinton's talking about it. She's got to wait until this investigation is over. So they're, of course, going to wait until after this election before they really tell us what happened.
I'm just blown away. I mean, is it just me, Joe? Or is the lying just in politics generally getting more and more bold, more and more out of control? I mean, this level of public lying and the media going along with these frauds would make Bill Clinton blush. Or am I...
Well, and think of what just happened on Sunday. You know, it started to happen, I guess, Saturday. They got to the father, Christopher, the ambassador's father, who said, don't politicize this. The Sunday talk shows were filled with Obama surrogates saying, well, you're just politicizing this. This is just all politics. This wasn't a big issue until, you know, Romney and Ryan got their hands on it and started politicizing it. So you're right. This is now lying openly, and then when you get pressed against the wall and you actually have to start admitting some of your falsehoods, then you just turn around and call it politicized. I'm politicizing it. And,
or you just say that that there never was a controversy and you always said it was terror and knew day one what it was. There's also this statement, we're going to play it in the next hour after you're gone, but I know you were there in person watching it, Joe Curl joining us here. What did you make of Obama saying, I will never politicize the war on terror, when he's done this big production over the killing of bin Laden, and they've got Hollywood producers in there day one scripting the release of it and everything, and then just I've never seen such bald-faced lying.
But see, that's the fantastic thing about the Democrats. It's okay if the Democrats do it, but then if the Republicans begin to ask questions about what really went on there, then they're politicizing it. It's shocking the way they're even the way they couch the language. I mean, they tell us weeks later that they were providing us only the information they had at the time. And they complained about Mitt Romney shooting at the hip, shooting too quickly, when in fact they're telling us a story that turns out to be completely wrong. They're telling us a spontaneous protest. They're out there telling us that. The top officials are telling America that's what happened. It's over a video. They then have to turn around and say, not over a video, and it wasn't spontaneous, and it was actually heavily armed terrorists and not a couple of guys just out there angry about
backing up exactly what Mitt Romney said, but then Mitt Romney still even worse for being right. Shifting gears in this whole area, your article gets into a whole laundry list of how they skewed it. Do you think, Joe Curl, that this is going to backfire on them, or will they get away with this? Because obviously there's been a lot of discussion about the fact that these debates had a lot of partisanship and were rigged. Now that we've seen the most rigged debate that I've ever seen in my life, is this just the new way it's going to work? I mean, maybe they'll give the conservative or the Republican 1 minute, and then the Democrat gets an hour and 29 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's extraordinary to go to these events, to actually be in the room, because the press corps is so fantastically liberal. I was sitting in the at Hofstra in the press filing center, surrounded by people that were cackling at everything that Romney said. And then, even cheering when Obama said, there was a point where Obama said something about, his pension fund saying, my pension fund's not as big as yours. And the whole place erupted in laughter and cheers. So this is the real media. The media is there cheering on their guy. And, it's gonna take the Republicans. The Republicans have known this, and you know this from all the things you do. It's always going to be harder for the Republicans to get their voices heard, to get through this massive media filter. So they're going to have to just keep at it. And I think, that's why Romney really kind of went at that last night. But even after the debate, all of these liberal reporters that I was talking to, they were all saying, this is going to backfire on them. They just brought up the Libya thing, this whole terrorist thing, this is the main story tomorrow. And I have seen some of the morning cable networks, they've been talking about it. It became a big story. It's so they get called out on things, but look how egregious it has to be. It has to be.
So you think it is? You think it is being there? And you're saying even the Democratic operatives posing as journalists, they were even upset knowing that it was such an outrageous lie that it's going to backfire.
Oh yeah, they were grudgingly admitting last night that that's going to be a big story tomorrow, because all of us, within seconds, we all Google the president's speech on September 12th, the day after the attack. We all scan through it to see him say, what happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack. And he didn't say that. He said, we're not going to let acts of terror thwart us in our worldwide fight of blah, blah, blah. You can't call it global terrorism or extremist.
It was a general proviso. Look, they knew they were lying.
But he did say we're not going to allow acts of terror. But that's not calling what happened in Benghazi an act of terror, which they then proceeded for, up to 10 days to deny was an act of terror. Now, how they can point to that and say, well, we said, I said it that night, that day, on September 12th, that's just not true. And I think even the liberal reporters last night said, well, this one's not going to work out so well for their model people.
We're talking to Joe Curl, writes for the Washington Times. He has his article out today. It's excellent. Crowley skews hard for Obama in disastrous presidential debate. You can read it up at InfoWars.com. We have it linked there in the guest area, obviously also at WashingtonTimes.com. We've only got him to the end of the hour, about another 10 minutes here, Joe. We appreciate your time. I know you've got to go to a bunch of different events to cover today, and you're traveling right now. What do you make of other tidbits? Because there was so much rigging? I don't even know where to start. What are some other areas we haven't talked about here that you noticed?
Well, I mean, another, you know, back to the questions that Candy Crowley got to ask. And she, you know, she began looking through 80 questions. She can pick any topic she wants. There was an extraordinary question where she called on a woman who said, you know, I'm really concerned and worried about the Bush administration. I didn't like them much and their policies, their international policies. How are you different from George Bush, and how would you, in your presidency, differentiate yourself from George Bush? Now, how that's a question to two candidates is beyond me. It basically gave, it forces Romney to defend the Bush years. He's not George Bush, but now all of a sudden he's connected to George Bush in this question. And then it gives Obama a full 2 minutes to say all the things that, remember, he's constantly, everything is George Bush's fault.
Sure, it takes him back 4 years ago when he was running against Bush's record as the savior. It rewinds and kind of activates all those, you know, memories out there. One more segment with Joe Curl straight ahead. I'm going to bring up an issue that's linked up at drudgereport.com as one of the top stories there in that whole raft of reports. Threats to assassinate Romney explode after debate. And meanwhile, they've got Think Progress and George Soros groups saying we're making this up, even though it's all over the news. These are real.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is our guest, Washington Times writer of many years, and he's, of course, been a White House correspondent for many years as well. We're almost out of time here, and I want to move quick. What do you make of Creator Syndicate and other publications reporting for a week and a half the threats to riot if Romney wins. And then we start writing about it, and now it's been attacked by the George Soros crowd, the Media Matters, the Think Progress, all these legends in their own minds. They were saying yesterday in a bunch of articles that I'm just basically making all this up. There's literally thousands of Twitters and Facebooks. We can't even keep track of them all. During the debate last night, it was, you know, we're going to kill Romney. We're going to kill him. So we put an article out. It's up at drudgereport.com right now. Threats to assassinate Romney explode after debate. And they're still saying that we're being bad to point this out. Look, I've been visited by the Secret Service for listeners making mild comments on the radio that don't even approach one-tenth of this. So I want to know, where's the double standard? What do you think about this, Joe?
Well, that's again another amazing thing is you even complain about, Barack Obama persistently, you'll get a little bit from the Secret Service. I really wonder, like, we've been seeing these stories now for a few days. And the Twitter feed, like you're saying, it's just a torrent of threats and more stuff pouring out. It's the same kind of thing. I'm wondering what the Secret Service does, and I really think, reporters are, again, they're going to ignore this, but they can't ignore it for very long. And somebody's going to call up the Secret Service at some point and say, "What are you guys doing?" And they're going to have to get on this case because there's so many things going on. This guy, Mitt Romney, Republican candidate for president, has Secret Service protection. The security last night at the hospital was absolutely extraordinary. It was like an armed camp there. But I can't imagine why the Secret Service isn't already on this and why other reporters aren't following this. Just think about it. Flip it to Kennedy and Obama getting death threats. We would be hearing that story nonstop.
Absolutely. Your phone again on the road, Joe Curl, Washington Times, fading out a bit. It's going to come back here in just a moment, hopefully. Again, restate the last thing you were saying about Obama.
Well, just imagine if this were Barack Obama, a candidate Obama in 2008, getting death threats on Twitter, not a few, not dozens, just hundreds and hundreds. The Secret Service would have been all over that. And the press corps, of course, that would have been a daily story for as long as it took to get to the bottom of it. And, you arrest all these people threatening Barack
I had
Obama.
The FBI 2 years ago, or I guess it was 3 years ago now, ask me what my Obama poster meant. And all it is Obama, and says the Obama deception. Right outside that control room, they said, "What's that poster mean?" I've had the FBI here asking me about a film I made about Obama that doesn't call for any violence, but then George Soros' group is like, how dare us point out, why are they allowed... all these people on Twitter and Facebook to call for Mitt Romney's death. I mean, it's just an amazing double standard.
Yeah, and again, when you then lump in the press corps, which is not interested in it, doesn't care about it, not going to ask any questions, not going to make any phone calls, they just let that story disappear. And it's the kind of thing that you really have to wonder, is this okay because he's a Republican or why doesn't the press corps, again, this is just a story. A torrent of death threats, how can they not find that a story on any candidate?
Well, I'm glad you're here talking about it, and I'm glad drudgereport.com's linked to it, one of its top stories. It's up at InfoWars.com. This is only a 60-second break, and I know you've got to go, but I want to ask you what you think is going to happen if Obama does get reelected, what he'll do in 4 years, versus if Romney gets elected, will there be riots? Because that's also being ignored. Thousands of tweets, you name it, threatening to riot and burn down cities if Obama is not...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.